T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Taylor for Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. It's all about the coronavirus. A team of medical researchers in Berkeley designing and building special patient containment units that can prevent the spread of the COVID-19 and other viruses from spreading to medical staff and other patients. Here's KCBS's Jeffrey Shaw.
The 12-by-7-foot clear glass units, which contain a hospital bed, completely shield medical staff from the patient.
What are these gloves here? How does that work?
It enables caregivers, doctors and nurses, to manipulate the patient from outside the enclosure. But the doctors and nurses could do just about anything they normally do if the patient was right in front of them.
Dr. Kenneth Matsumura, a Time Magazine honored medical inventor of the year, designed the units. He says they are far superior to those heavy hazmat suits medical workers wear.
It takes nearly an hour to put it on, and because it becomes so hot in them, most workers can't work more than a few hours. And it is apparent from the statistics that the workers end up catching the infections when they are taking the suit off.
The units cost between $50,000 and $100,000. In Berkeley, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
So let's talk about a teachable moment. Students at McClyman's High School closed last week due to groundwater contamination. They're learning all about drinking water today. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more on a tour the students took of an East Bay Mud facility.
Our water source comes from the Sierra.
East Bay Mud's largest water treatment plant in Orinda became a classroom for about a dozen McClyman students who learned where their water comes from, mostly Sierra snowmelt, and how it's treated. None of the tap water at McClyman's is groundwater, which last week was found to contain TCE, a known carcinogen. The campus remains closed, and many of the students are going on field trips this week.
It's cool. It's dope. Feel me?
Ninth grader Angelo Hendricks.
Not going to school because of that isn't really a problem for me, but the situation and the reason of why I'm not in school right now is concerning.
While preliminary tests of the air at McClyman's came back negative for TCE, Oakland Unified spokesperson John Sasaki says they are still waiting on further testing, which should be completed this week.
Once we get that finalized with the report, then we're going to be able to put the kids back there on McClyman's campus.
At the water treatment plant in Orinda, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
For drugs like opioids, there are treatments for addicts, not for meth. Senator Scott Wiener thinks that we ought to pay people to stay sober, as KCBS's Kathy Novak reports.
If you live in the Bay Area, there's a good chance you've seen someone using meth. Use of the drug has spiked, and it's being used as a party drug in the LGBT community, as Nock Nguyen discovered when he got an invitation from a friend.
He included a lot of emojis that when I Googled it and another friend confirmed, that, you know, this was going to be a meth party.
Senator Scott Wiener says half of the psych emergency room admissions at SF General are meth-related.
Meth is creating massive costs for our healthcare system and for Medi-Cal. And so we have a very, very cheap way of avoiding these emergency room admissions by providing people with a financial incentive to stay sober. On balance, this will save Medi-Cal an enormous amount of money.
That cheap approach, providing addicts financial incentives such as gift cards to stay off meth. He says the Veterans Administration has successfully done it, and he wants Medi-Cal to cover it too. Kathy Novak, KCBS.
Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk putting out the hiring signs. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says they're offering up an incentive to get people to work.
It's somewhat of a different approach for spring break here at the Boardwalk. It's called Work and Play, and they're looking for all-age employees. You only have to commit to 15 days.
So we're looking to hire 65 people to work special dates in April and May.
Tish Denovan is Community Employment Coordinator for the Boardwalk. She says it's been somewhat of a challenge to try and find teenagers.
Now, I interview a lot of UCSC students, and they tell me this is their first job.
If you're looking for fun, people retired are also encouraged to apply.
So the people who we hire are going to be either ride operators or food service operators, and they'll get paid their regular pay, which is either $13 or $13.50, and they'll get up to 6 season passes, which is a $500 value.
At the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.